Hi, welcome to Power of the Middle Podcast. I'm your host, Merle Amos. After years of feeling stuck and letting fear and self-doubt call the shots, I've come to realize that true personal growth comes from embracing the journey and finding value in the middle moments. This podcast is your go-to for real talk. We dive deep into stories, share practical tools, and offer insights to help us break free from playing small and use our voice to live a life more intentionally. Get ready to explore the power of the middle between where you are and where you want to be. Together, we'll navigate the path towards confidence, success, and authenticity. So are you ready? Let's unlock your next level. Hello and welcome back to the podcast. Today, I am joined with Mallory Campbell, who is just such a fresh of breath air. We kind of started chatting before this and I was like, let's just click record because the second we are in each other's energies, we just start and it's raw and it's real. And it's this podcast is kind of going to be just like you listening into our conversation. So Mallory, can you introduce yourself?
I'm so excited to be here. Long time coming. I'm so excited. But yes, I'm Mallory Campbell. I am a certified trauma-informed master coach. And I don't know how far back you want me to go. I started in the coaching world and mindset coaching. That's where we first began our beautiful relationship that we've been together, I think, almost 4 years now. I think it was, you were in the first group of Level Up, which was the end of 2020. Might have been even before that we got connected. Yes. 2021. Okay. And I started, you know, right out of high school, I didn't know what I was going to do. I went to school for personal training. So I became a personal trainer at this was in 2009. So I graduated in 36. So I graduated in 2006, became a personal trainer. I then co-owned a fitness studio. I got into network marketing. I did professional bodybuilding as well. And I was just explaining this on a call that we just got off of this morning on how I got into this work of coaching. And it started when I was personal training clients. I was helping women grow their teams and their businesses in network marketing. I was part of a beauty business in direct sales. And there was a gap that I noticed from where women were trying to achieve this goal, whether it was an income, ranking up in their business, lose an X amount of weight, whatever fitness goals they were trying to reach, there was a disconnect that was missing. It was like this middle section of the mindset, the body, all of the emotions that are stuck and stored in there. They're like, why am I not achieving this goal? And there was this whole mindset, inner work piece that was missing. And I'm like, oh my gosh, this is what so many of us aren't familiar with. It's the uncomfortable work. And so many people just, they weren't aware to what this was. So I entered into my own realm of personal development, joined a mastermind, hired a coach. I'm like, this is all new to me. And then I launched my first group coaching program. And I started as a mindset coach back in 2020. And I created this 12-week program. That's my absolute favorite program of all times. And I decided, okay, let's give this a go. And I launched it, sold it out. And I'm like, okay, this is a whole new world. And I needed the tools more than just, you know, coaching them. I went through all of the tools myself, launched this program. And since then, it's just been this on a roll of mindset coaching, shift more into the somatic realm, because then I started to notice within myself first and other people that, okay, the mindset work is getting us so far. However, there's another disconnect from what's actually coming up in our bodies and our energy systems. And then I started to go down this path of my own inner healing, somatic work, different practices, modalities, ceremonies to really open up my own internal healing world. And then that's where I am now. You know, a lot of missing parts that I didn't share in there, but that's in a nutshell how I am where I am now.
Thank you for sharing that. So let's go back a little bit. When you decided that there was this missing gap where they were where women were chasing this external, whether it was another promotion, body type, losing the weight, and they would come to you. So I feel like so many women are chasing like being authentic and they want to be authentic. But after hearing you speak, there's so many layers to that. Like, can we just like talk about that?
like what it actually means to be authentic.
Oh my gosh. So, yes, I feel like there's so many buzzwords out there right now, right? That being one of them, like just show up as your authentic self. And it's like, okay, but how? Like, cool, but I don't even know what that means. And that's where so many of us would get stuck, right? It's like, well, I want to be authentic, but if you don't know what that means, we're just kind of chasing something, which is fine because we can try things on for size and post this thing or show up this way. But coming back to your authenticity, like your authentic self, it's really about like a remembering of who you are and clearing away all of the noise and the clutter. Because as humans, we love to distract, right? We love to chase everything in the external world going on over here. If I sit too much in my own feelings, real uncomfortable, don't want to be there either. So really coming back home to who you are and what you want at a core level, like at a soul level of who that is. And it's a long game, right? It's, ooh, yeah. You might not be able, maybe you can wake up one day and be like, today's the day I'm my most authentic self. And I hope every day is that day because every day we're getting closer to figuring out who that is because we're ever evolving. So your most authentic self, if I look back 10 years ago, I was living in my authenticity, doing what I knew how to do best at the level of human that I was at that point. Now, if I look back 10 years, I'm like, I don't even recognize that person anymore. Like, I love her. I love everything that she did and everything she accomplished and who she was, but she's part of me, but that's not really who I am anymore. So every day you get to wake up and choose. Truly, you get to wake up and choose how you want to show up as your truest version of yourself. And it's kind of like a game almost. You really get to play around with it and decide who that is because every day you're evolving and changing.
Okay. So for the person listening, mm-hmm. Let's just get into this. For the person listening that says, great, I get to wake up and choose every day who I want to be and how mm-hmm. I want to feel. And I have the 5-minute journal and I'll write the gratitudes or I'll pray or I'll put in all these practices. But you know what? My life is still the same. Mm-hmm. I have these old patterns that I need to, you know, let's say go against to be my authentic self. And I have these deep conditionings and my life is already set. I have the kids, the husband, I have the home, I have all the school emails coming through. So that sounds all great in theory. But if we break it down for that woman that does wake up and wants more, but she looks around and, you know, I always say it's easier to do this work in your early 20s, but really we wake up in our early 30s.
So true.
So now here we are, our whole life, we went through it thinking that everything outside of us needs to change until one day we realize that there's only so many places our minds and affirmations and talking and venting can take us where we begin to feel it in our body and we wake up wanting different, but yet our circumstances are already set. What would you tell her?
Yes, speaking my language. As you know, we just talked about this morning too. It's like,
I want to tell you, I had questions. All went out. Like I was like, oh, let's just.
Yeah, this is my favorite place to be because this right here, most of us are not alone, right? We all may wake up thinking like we're the only one going through this. Like I feel so 100%
alone,
right? And it wasn't until in my mid-30s, right, where my body started to remember things that happened years and years ago that I didn't even know happened, right? Because I'm creating a safer place within my own body. That's, we can talk about that later, but you may ruffle some feathers, okay? Like you're awakening to your own reality, no matter what age you are, if you're listening to this and you're 19 or 50 or 65, it doesn't matter, right? There is no timeline for when this is supposed to take, to like my finger quotes, right? Air quotes, when this is supposed to happen. Everyone is on their own journey and on your own timeline, but you may ruffle some feathers when you're coming into this realization of like, okay, I'm good. The patterns are there. Everything's been set. My life is just supposed to be like this now, right? And we just kind of like wake up and we're like, cool, it's just supposed to be this way. And oh man, this is like the big awakening internally. Like, I feel like I could talk about this for 5 million hours because it's such a real place. When you wake up and you're like, I feel really comfortable, but it also really freaking hurts to be doing the same thing over and over again because these patterns are no longer serving me. I have some beliefs and fears that are starting to run the show, Maybe you're feeling more anxious, more overwhelmed. Stuff is starting to feel misalignment. You're noticing maybe some people in your life that aren't quite fitting in to the lifestyle that you want anymore. People aren't upholding your boundaries. Maybe you're feeling like people are taking advantage of you or walking all over you. And you're like, my energy is starting to leak everywhere. And it does not feel good anymore. But we wake up with this programming, just like you said, of, well, this is just must be how it is now. This is it for me. This is all that's written in the stars. Is just, I wake up one day and I'm not really very happy in my marriage, or my friendships are meh, whatever, take it or leave it. Like, shit's a mess. I don't know. Do you swear on your podcast?
Yes, let it rip.
Okay, good. I had to catch myself a couple times. You know, we wake up with these things until you're so uncomfortable that you're like, something's got to change. But the deep ingrained belief systems that we hold from a very, very young age, they want to run the show. They want to hold you in a chokehold of, this is the way that it's always been, so this is the way that it has to be. And depending on who is in your circle in your life, that may be the underlying belief that's out there. Is just, this is what my mom said. This is what my parents say. This is what my sister did. This is what my friends say. It's like, it's the way that it's always been, so it's the way that it's going to be. And it's like, you are the only one that can make the choice when you're presented with new information, new thoughts and feelings. You're coming more into who you are. I'm 36 years old, and now I'm just coming back home to myself, because we've been preconditioned with all of this other shit of how we should show up, what's expected of us, of other people, what we think we're required to do, how we should be showing up in social settings and holding back. Because especially as women, so many of us have been conditioned to be like, well, just be quiet, be seen and not heard. Your opinion doesn't matter. Let the other people talk. And it's like, oh my gosh, like I know that I am not meant for that specific role. Like, I love a dynamic in my marriage. I've been married for 13 years next month. Like, there's certain roles that we fall into beautifully because we've created them that way. But when society starts bringing down all these other things and ways that they think you should be, and you're not feeling in alignment with that anymore, you're just like, yeah, something's got to change. Other people may not love that about you, because now you're going to be mirroring what's going on in them. And that's going to activate and potentially trigger some of their own shit that they don't want to look at. And then you might feel like you're doing something wrong or bad, right? Because they don't think you should be showing up that way. You're like, hold on.
Right. When they tell you, you changed.
Right. That can be one of the scariest things, especially for women. If someone's like, oh, well, you've changed. And usually you get that with like a hint of like, you know, it can be good or bad.
No, I think they're not saying it as a compliment.
Correct.
I would take that as a compliment. Like,
correct. Yes. 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 Their tonality might be like, oh, well, you've changed. And you're like, fuck yeah, I've changed. Like, thank you for pointing that out. Like, that's what I'm trying to do, is change and evolve and not be the same person. But for me, and so many of the women that I work with, is really about creating safety within your body to explore what's coming up for you. Because I have lived years of my life operating with massive levels of anxiety and overwhelm and just like this prickly energy, because that's what was modeled for me. And it wasn't until one day where I'm like, I don't have to be this anxiety ball walking around through life, like on edge all of the time, snapping and everybody, something's always wrong. Like, oh, I don't have to show up that way. I mean, I can work through my shit, but creating the relationship to trust your body first and foremost. I've had so many conversations with women just in the last couple of weeks. No connection and relationship with what's going on below the neck. It's just like, we're disconnected, we're numbing out, and we're not feeling any sort of trust within the body that we've been given. And it's like, once we can start bringing awareness and picking up on some of the cues that are going on internally, it's like, oh, this is trying to tell me something. Maybe I should listen. And that's really when your intuition starts to come out and become more prominent. You're like, oh, I have this whole energy system that I've been ignoring for 30 some years of my life. If I just give myself some space and like really feel into what's going on, I can start walking through life a little bit differently, but it can be really scary to do alone. And that's what I love so much about the coaching industry and finding women in community, is when you can be open and vulnerable with somebody else, even if it's just one other person, to know that like, hey, I'm not alone going through this. It's like, Well, thank God. Me neither. Because like, there's so much shit going on in here. I don't know what to do with. Like, can we talk about it and work through it? Because I don't want to show up this way anymore. And it just takes that relationship getting really familiar with yourself first.
So creating safety in your body, What does that look like? And how can someone know that they don't feel safe in their body?
Oh, girl, speaking my language over the last couple years of my life. Like,
no, I think it's an important conversation to have because
yes.
So often yes. We can get stuck in that autopilot and just someone maybe has been anxious for so long and
yeah.
They're operating through life like you just explained how you were. From what I was hearing, you were saying that you were snapping, you were dysregulated, you were just seeing things through a lens of feeling anxious.
Yeah.
To really tap back into the feeling because people think feelings are, I'm tired, I'm hot. Feeling, that's a state of being. Like,
yeah, that's a cue. Like your body just cueing you something. Right. I'm like, hey, feed me.
Very much crossed over with all the noise.
Yeah.
So I want to kind of break that down.
Mm-hmm. Feelings can be scary. I'll just say it like that. I don't know if you saw the new Inside Out 2 movie. It's so good, right? Like, I'm not a huge, that's a whole topic for another day, but this movie was actually really good. And it really showed you could be any age, right? I saw people posting online and like, I'm like a 40-year-old woman learning what feeling is for a first time, you know? So many of us weren't taught how to feel. And I'll be the first to say, nobody taught me how to feel my feelings.
I'll be the second.
Right? Like, you're in good company. If you're listening to this and you're like, I'll be the third. Like, it's me.
Strong and happy. Be strong.
Yes. Yes. Like, I'm an Enneagram 3, right? Achieve things that will equal love and approval. So it's like any kind of big feelings that were coming up for me, I just shove them aside because that didn't equal love. I didn't know if somebody would love me with all these big, now, you know, I grew up with a great family, all the things, but if I wasn't achieving something, that's how I received love and support and like, okay, great. You can do it. I didn't have models showing me how to feel feelings. All I saw growing up was either work harder or anxiety and depression. That was pretty much it. Or doing things like shopping, like the instant gratification we were talking about. Like, let me just do this thing and then I'll feel this way. It wasn't trust yourself to learn your body, to learn your emotions. That wasn't safe. That was foreign. So I grew up all the way into my 30s, not knowing how to feel anything. I just shoved those feelings down because it wasn't safe to feel those things. Because not feeling safe, I don't like that. So I'm going to do whatever I can to mask it, to feel good, to achieve more, to do the thing that I know I could have that dopamine hit of like, oh, I did the thing. So now I can feel love and I can approve myself. So finding safety in my body, it was like, okay, this is going to be really uncomfortable before it gets familiar because I don't know anything about this game. So that's when I had to find other people living the way that I wanted to live just through masterminds, social media, other coaches. I'm like, well, they seem to have some things that work for them. I want to learn from them. Can I borrow some of their beliefs in order to get me through this next thing? Because when I had big waves of emotion, it was like, well, what do I do with this? Shove it down. Turn it off. Let's distract. So sweep it under the rug. Like, I don't need to feel these things. This is inconvenient. I don't have time for this. I don't want to feel these feelings. And so many women are still going through this of that disconnect in your body. So if you're numbing and like, let's say you feel this big feeling, you're like, oh, there's a feeling of maybe you can't even name it. You're just like, here's
feeling
something.
Someone might be feeling.
Say it again.
What's a big feeling that someone might be feeling?
And that's another thing. You might not even know what you're feeling.
That's why
it could just be like
it.
Pit in my stomach. Okay, that feels not good at all. It might be a tightness in your
feeling
chest.
Shame. That's a big one.
Yeah, if you're feeling shame or guilt, and they're going to live in your body in different places for everybody. So there's not a one size fits all of like, shame lives here and that's it, right? Like it can travel. It could shapeshift. It could move. It can, like, I've had different layers of shame in my hips, through my gut, in my solar plexus, up through my shoulders. Like, it travels around in there. And I'm like, once I quieted down a little bit to be like, what is it that I'm actually feeling? And maybe you can't even name the feeling to start with because you're too ashamed to name it, right? You might be dealing with shame. You're like, I'm too ashamed to feel this shame. Like, that's a mind fuck, right? So it may show up in different ways and manifest in other parts of your life. Like it might show up in your business. Well, you might not want to press post on a social media thing because you're feeling deep down shame of showing your authentic self, but you can't name it. And you're just like, I feel stupid for sharing this thing because somebody's going to see the real me. You can't. Like, that's scary, right? So now it's this dance between your mind, the thought, the conscious thought, and the internal subconscious of what's really going on, and just like mind fuckery, this whole thing. So you may not even be able to name the feeling sometimes. And if you can, you might be feeling that shame or guilt or frustration, or you might have a feeling of anxiety. But as soon as the feeling pops up, you're like, let me get on my phone and scroll and like go shopping on my phone, or let me get up and get on my phone and see what this person is doing over here, or let me go clean over here, which we were just talking about this morning, right? They're like, let me just go organize every kitchen drawer that I have, because that will detach me from actually having to feel the thing and work through the thing that I'm working through. Because what that's doing is now playing with the shadow parts of yourself that you've tucked away nice and neat. They're like, no one can see this part. So then you can have like the false self that's showing up over here that has gotten you so freaking far. It's gotten you here, right? We're playing with the false self in the real self constantly. And we just go through the ebbs and the flows, right? But the more we can clear away and work with the shadow parts, see those parts and love those parts and not shame them more. It's like once I started to create the relationship with my shadows and the parts of myself that I looked at one point as quote unquote bad, I don't name any parts of myself as good or bad anymore. They just are. They're parts of you. And it was funny. I had this deep healing ceremony one time, and I was sitting in my living room and I was getting these visualizations, and it was every version of myself was there, like from a young age, very, very young, like 2-3 years old, all the way up until 36. And it was literally like I was watching, and this might sound a little crazy for people listening. I don't remember I've told you this story, but I was watching these versions of myself, like every year of my life up until 36 years old. And it was like this stage of like a performance, right? Like you're- and I had to sit there and just witness every age of myself giving a bow on this stage of like, thank you so much for showing up and being here. And I just had to sit there and like hold those versions of myself, even if it was like the darkest, prickliest versions, right? Like the ego and the jealousy and the greed and all these parts. And it's just like, we have to learn to love those parts, to not close them off and shame them, like truly ask for what they needed in those seasons of their lives. And that's how you really start to heal internally, is working with those younger shadow parts of yourself, like the inner child parts of like, oh, it's the layers that we were talking about, right? Like fucking onion. My husband always wanted to rename our old podcast to The Onion. I'm like, that's the ugliest name. I love it. It makes sense.
It does.
But we're not calling it The Onion.
It's kind of like peeling an onion.
Exactly.
One layer, yes. One layer. Yeah, I love that metaphor.
Mm-hmm. It was so powerful, because that's truly when you're coming back to that authentic person. If you can look back at, maybe you've blocked out some memories like I have. Okay. Like if you can go back as far as you can remember when you were truly living in almost a flow state, like if you can look back as a child, maybe you were like 7 or 5.
0 to 5.
Right. Yeah. If you can look back, you're like, I had no cares in the world. I was just living my truest expression. Maybe you were playing dress up or coloring or dancing or cartwheeling in the grass. And you didn't like, if when I look at my kids, they don't give an F what anyone thinks about them. Like they could literally walk through the store, face covered in chocolate, mismatched shoes, weird, like, no, I don't want to say weird outfits, but like fully expressing themselves. They don't care. Like, don't care. And when I can reflect back at when that started for me of like, oh no, what will this person think? Try to go a little bit before that of like, you could be walking through the field, face painted, wearing a tutu, like cartwheeling, magic, whatever you want to do. That is part of your authentic expression. But we've blocked all of that because we're too concerned of what everyone else will think. Well, I look stupid. Well, I feel stupid. They're going to judge me. Like, what were you doing and how were you expressing yourself at that point in your life? And how can you come back to that? And as an adult, it might look different, right? You may not be able to cartwheel through the aisles of Target, right? Without like security being called on you, like this crazy person's running through the store. But how can you mirror that now and come back, right? Like if you love to express yourself through art or dance as a child, what can you do now that can equally express those parts of yourself? Like I grew up dancing my whole life. So naturally I started teaching Zumba, you know, for 10 plus years of my life. And that's when I felt truly part of one of the most self-expressed versions of myself. And that's why I started to do my mind, body, breath workshops, is because I infuse all of those elements of dance and movement. And you can see when things start to unlock for women of like, I just needed to come back to that authentic version of myself to be able to express without my ego judging me or worried about what this person's going to say or feel. That's when you can really come back to that like authentic soul.
Out of that to-do list, to get mm-hmm. out of the day-to-day and everything that we've yes. done until now. And yep. I want to just, yes, thank you for sharing that. Mm-hmm. I want to just take a few steps back to something you said. It was, I wanted to just clarify something that, to be specific, like, I think it does start with accepting all parts of yourself, meaning just all versions yeah. of you. And just to break that down a little further, meaning just you at different ages of your life.
Yeah.
And you don't need to have something traumatic happening to you. Mm-hmm. I think that now with all the words being thrown out, there's such a misconception like, I had such a good childhood and I'm good. Or it's not a big thing that needs to happen, because it's just, again, going back to the lens that you saw your life through when you were 3, 4, 5, 6. And then your body internalizes all of that mm-hmm. and it keeps the score. And the more that you suppress and suppress, it doesn't go anywhere. Whereas when we use the mind to shift, it's our mind is more neuroplasticity, but the body is not. Can you speak on that? Because we can use the mind, like you said in the beginning, it yeah. can go so far. And what I'm really trying to convey here is that I'm trying to break it down where it could be that the listener can actually relate versus them saying, that's not me, that mm-hmm. they can have a better understanding of the healing, of the feeling. Like, it's very scary in the beginning. And then one more touch yeah. point is that once we begin feeling, we can get so stuck in the feelings.
Oh, yeah.
Right? So yeah. I just want to, let's just talk all about that, because we can get so stuck in the feeling and in the healing mm-hmm. where we then begin to not execute and not integrate into yeah. action and not yeah. make decisions. So it really does have to be this ebb and flow. I know that was a fully loaded statement there, but just, you know.
Yeah, it's so true. And this is why I love so much the work I get to do and also you get to do, right? We're in very similar industries and we've worked together for a really long time. And it's like that pendulum that swings, right? It's like, okay, well, I can get stuck over here. And you know, I use the word stuck loosely. If we're so much in, and there's some seasons, I will say this, that is your main focus, is to fucking feel shit again. Right. And that's okay. Like, I took last summer completely off of any sort of launches, coaching. Like, I took 3 months just to be present and work more internally with myself. But that was a conscious choice. Right. Now, if we're doing it in the opposite almost of like, oh, well, you know, I'm just going to avoid all the shit that actually needs to take place to move the needle because I just want to like mindlessly feel around, you know, there's like a weird dynamic there because you can get stuck there for a little bit of just like, I'm going to flow around and why am I not making money? But I'm going to like all these things. That's okay. Right. It's okay to be in that place if that's what you choose or your body's guiding you to do that. But there's also the harmony and the great in the integration of using both energy systems at the same time, right? We can work through the big feelings. We can have these moments that were like, okay, my body's signaling me this. Let me listen to this. Let me let my intuition guide, but also take the aligned action to actually move the needle in another part of your life that you know is going to create that joy, right? If I get too much in, I'm also a projector on human design, so it's very easy for me to just kind of shift over and just kind of flow and just see, feel around, right? But I know on the other side of that, I'm really lit up by creating and using that part of my brain, like kind of sitting in more of the quote unquote masculine doing energy. I fucking love being in that too. But I can also find my pendulum swinging way too much over here that I get stuck in the lists and the launches and all of the plan, right? To where then I forget to come back over here. So it's really like a dance of figuring out, like, because we're never done, right? You know, your listeners know, like, we're never done healing. We don't just wake up one day and you're like, I'm healed. This is a great journey. And now I'm complete, right? You might feel complete in a season of your life. And you're like, maybe you ended a coaching container or a mentorship program or something that you were doing. You're like, I feel complete in this area, but now I'm ready to move to this thing over here. Great. Because we can get stuck. Like, we've had this conversation of mindlessly walking through your house and not doing anything.
Right. When you know, complete, I feel like you're complete in this area to unlock the next
level. Yes. Yes, exactly. Because you've been given new tools. Evolution. Yes. Yep. And I have been in that season multiple times in different ways. So I've worked with different somatic coaches for 18-month periods at a time. And at the end of that 18 months, I was like, I feel complete. And now I'm ready to integrate everything that I've learned.
And somatic means in the body.
Correct. Correct. Yes. And then I've worked with business coaches where I'm like, okay, that 6-month container was wonderful. I feel complete and ready to integrate. And now I interweave them and combine them together to be able to start navigating life. Learning my energy system was a really, really big thing when I got to kind of peek inside my own energy system.
My energy system.
So basically learning where I'm creating from. I have spent years and years of my life creating from lack and anxiety and like grabbing at things because I thought I needed them. I need this in order to do this thing.
What does it look like to create from lack?
No, it's exhausting.
One example.
It's like burnout city to create from. That's the best way I can describe it, is like I am the mayor of burnout land, is like creating from lack and need and what I don't have.
Like, because if you need money, then you're going to create an offer just to make money.
Yes. And that's what I mean. Hey, that's how we run businesses, right? Like, of course, we're in the world of businesses and working and you're all these things because money is a necessity to live. Of course. And it's like the same thing. You got to go to work some days because you got to pay your bills. Oh, naturally, that is a part of the life cycle. When I started to notice for myself, when my energy would dip, and I was just 90% of my existence was from anxiety and overwhelm. And I was exhausted. I was angry. I had a really short fuse. I'm like, I just got to create something because I need to put this thing. And then I was just like, I get anxiety at night. I get anxiety when I wake up. And it was just like this misalignment everywhere. And I'm like, this doesn't feel good. Of course, we have to make money and put things out there. But I'm like, I got to look at this from a different way. Where's the disconnect coming from? Where am I finding the blockages in the resistance? And that's where creating space and learning your body and how to run your energy system differently. And we talk about this all the time. You talk about this all the time as well, is the reaction space from situation to how you respond, right? It's like the situation happened. Okay. How am I going to respond? Am I going to allow the anxiety, lack, negative, all that stuff react for me? Or am I going to take some space and really let me explore and play around to how I want to show up differently now? And this is why having all of the tools that we work with in the body, the mindset, all of those beautiful things, that's when you're presented with those choices. It's usually not when you're flying on top of the world and you're like, I can do anything. Like, this thing's going my way. Great. It's like, you're really tested when shit hits the fan. You're like, how am I actually going to show up? That's the real you. Like, is the heel or hood version of myself going to show up today? And it's like, that's when I get to choose. Like, I could either bite this person's head off, or I could figure out how I want to navigate this from my different frequency and where I'm coming from now. And then take a minute, like take a beat. Not everything needs to be instant reaction based off of old programming. And that's where we get stuck. And it's going to happen. It's going to freaking happen. Like, somebody will text you, somebody will set something off, you'll say something that you really didn't mean. And it's just forgiving yourself and coming back and being like, okay, I saw that. I saw what I did there. It's not really how I want to show up moving forward. Cool. Now I can adjust and make changes for the next time this happens. It's just giving yourself that grace period. And I know you know, we've talked about that, and you're really, that's part of your practice as well, as really guiding people to do that too.
Well, yes, because I believe that the magic is in that space. Mm-hmm. Every decision, every choice, every reaction, every response is in that, like, literally that split second space that can determine that next step, that could determine that next, you know, anything, that next text. Because if we just, like you said, take a beat, which is a practice, So it people is. Often ask, like, why should I meditate in the morning? I'm good in the morning. I go to my workout. I do this. Like, what's the point of pausing there? That's not when I need it. It's not about the minute you need it. It's about the after effect. It's about, let's say, playing the long game. Where you do it in a season where you don't need it. It's prepping you for a season or a moment, I should say, not even a season. It'll prep you for the moments that you do need it.
Yeah.
Because when you do react to something where you don't like how you reacted or you don't like how you showed up, it's so much harder to walk back from that because now you already said it. You already put it out there. You got to go back. You have to apologize. You have to be uncomfortable versus if you took that space and that pause, now you're able to really just figure out that next step or that next response or what you want to do. And that all comes on the back end of those 3 minute, 4 minute, 5 minute breathwork coaching sessions, whatever it is for you.
Yeah, I love that. There was a lesson in everything, right? Like everything. And that when you're in it, like that's the worst. Like when I say that to myself, I'm like, fuck the lesson. I don't want to do the lesson, right? But like there's a lesson in all of that. So even if you do snap at somebody, you say something you don't mean, right? And that's, there's also that lesson in there of like, well, okay, now I'm in this uncomfortable situation, like also a learning place to be in from, right? Because now you're learning how to communicate differently, maybe a little bit better. You're learning to assert your boundaries. So it's like, even if that does happen, because it will, just like what you said, like you can hit, you can find yourself tipping on that shame spiral real quick or that guilt spiral real quick. And it's like, cool, this thing happened. It happened great. Let me utilize the tools and let me practice that self-love and compassion even more, right? Like there's always a lesson. And if you can just come back to that, even in the moment when you don't want to be learning the lesson, right? Like you can come back and reflect and it's just all a part of the process. Like truly.
It's all a part of the middle.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It absolutely is. Yes.
It's so true. I'm just thinking of like this whole middle process and this whole instant gratification. Mm-hmm. And even though sometimes you could find yourself doing the quote unquote inner work or the internal shifts and the blockages, and then you're faced with this circumstance or this problem. Mm-hmm. And now when you're in it, it can completely cloud your judgment. I know we were talking about this before I hit record. So let's just jump in because I think it was such a incredible perspective shift for me where recently I made a quick decision and it was coming from lack or from the problem I was in. And I just wanted that quick fix.
Yeah.
And I've put in the reps and the time to understand that I don't make quick decisions or I do when I know that I can, but really in certain areas, I kind of made this quick decision and my old programming did and the old version of me did. And, you know, I got caught up in the, what other people were telling me. But the difference is that within 24 hours, I realized just many things like without getting into the details. And because of the work that I did, because of the communication skills, I quickly realized what was happening and I became conscious to it. And I pulled back immediately, not caring what other people were saying, not caring what other people were thinking or what they're going to feel. And in that moment, there was just so many lessons. And again, I'm not going to share the details because like I always say, we always share the lessons after. But with this, I do want to share about this whole decision making, the other person putting pressure on you on the other end. Sometimes this is where faith and trust comes in. And going back to the body is like, we can say that we have faith. We can say that we trust in God. We can say that we trust in ourselves. Like I can say anything. I can tell my mind anything. But when you feel it, it's a whole nother level where my body felt off. I wasn't sleeping. I was anxious and I haven't been anxious in a very long time. I was feeling like shortness of breath and I was like, what is going on? I made the decision. I thought that all I had to do was make a decision. I'm so good with decisions now. And then I realized, oh no, something else is going on here. And I need to trust myself to uncover this and to realize it. And then I quickly pulled back and I want to just really speak on this, because even after you make a decision that you think is right or you feel is right, it's okay to pull back on. And I wanted to just get your thoughts on this.
Yeah. And that's, you know, we were talking about this before, like that's a testament to all of your work too, which is really huge, because you're now in this season where you can pick up on some of the cues, right? You know your body now of like, okay, now I'm starting to feel it here. I can feel the change in my breath. I can feel this thing over here. You're becoming even more familiar with the signals that your body is giving you. And that takes time. And that's a practice. And that's getting familiar with what your body is trying to show you. And it's such a powerful place to be, right? Like you were able to catch it within what, not even 24 hours, which is incredible. It takes a lot of work to be able to get to that place where you can recognize the cues so quickly. Because so many of us, I'll speak for myself in the past, like that was just always my cue. Like, I'm just like, oh, I'm just feeling anxious. That's just my way of being. What else is new, right? Like that was just it for me. And it wasn't until I started to really get familiar with what my body was trying to signal to me. Like, oh, I feel like this anxiousness, like in my solar plexus, like right underneath my rib cage. Like, shoot, what is that? And like you pause and take a cue and ask yourself what you need, right? Now you're in a place that you're like, boom, there it is. I can catch it. Let's figure out what it's trying to tell me. And now I can make a different choice. And it's okay. Like one of my biggest things, one of the biggest permission slips for myself and other women especially is like, you can change your mind when new information is presented.
Can you whether it's that?
Yeah, you can change your mind when new information is presented internally or externally. You don't know anybody anything.
Right there. Like you can change your mind.
You can change your mind. And the thing that gets people stuck, and I talk to my husband about this all the time, like me and Jeremy go back, like, okay. I'm like, something will happen and he'll feel the need to over-explain everything. Why this thing changed. Why you're making this choice. I'm like, you can just say, no. No, thank you. Not for me right now. Maybe the next one, like whatever you want to say, you do not. And this goes for all of the people pleasers out there, myself included, or people with people pleasing tendencies, right? All of the, you do not have to over explain yourself to anybody about anything. Now, if you're in a conversation and you're workshopping something with somebody trying to, that's different, right? But if somebody asks you to do this thing or come to this thing and your immediate choice in your mind, your body, or even it took you times to get there, if it's a no, you do not owe them an explanation. Like I will catch my husband mid-text. I'm like, no, we're not going to do this thing. And he'll be like, we can't come because of this thing. And then we have to go over here. I'm like, delete all of that. You don't owe anybody anything. Just delete it and say, no, thank you. We won't be able to attend. The end. Nothing. Like you don't have to over-explain yourself.
That's part of communication.
It is so, but then and your body, like you go back to like caveman days, right? And you're like, your body thinks it's getting chased by a tiger. And you're like, oh, it's like just an email. It's just the text. Like, it's okay. We have to remind ourselves like, this is not a life or death situation. This was an email. It's going to be okay. Or this was a text. It's going to be okay. Like that you can change your mind.
Yes. And that could even work where even when someone gets a compliment, like I love your dress.
Yes.
And you find the woman go.
Yes.
Well, it was on sale for, you know, it was on sale for $20 and I got a steal. Really, uh-huh. Watch where you're doing that because just say thank you. That is a whole disconnection, right?
That's one of my favorite scenarios to workshop with clients. And we've gone over it multiple times with different people. And I remember in the beginning of Level Up VIP, it was one of our challenges. And she had to post a picture and just not explain anything. She just had to say thank you or a version of thank you when people would comment on the thing. And it was so uncomfortable, but it's so powerful because listen, if I'm out somewhere and I did get my shirt on sale at Target or wherever, let people think I paid $5,000 for it. I don't care. Like, thank you. You can think I paid $5, $5,000. Doesn't matter to me. Like it's the energetic of just receiving because now we're entering into a whole different thing of just being able to receive. And then that trickles into receiving help, receiving love, receiving support, receiving different things. And it's wild to see how every little thing is connected by just receiving a compliment. Like truly, it can then stem. It's like the ripple effect that goes out into the world. And it's wild to see. But coming back to the original, you know, talking point is just you can change your mind internally, externally. Doesn't matter if something happens out there. You get an intuition hit inside, you can change your mind. And that can be like, that's the only permission that you need to make a different choice.
And that does go back to listening and trusting your intuition mm-hmm. and trusting yourself and the layers yeah. to your authentic yeah. self.
Yes. It's all connected. Like truly, it's a wild web we weave, especially as women, you know, it's all connected. And the more we can just start to shine lights in like the crooks, the nooks and crannies in there, it's like we get hits and we get to see things in just a little bit different way. And you're presented with new things. You're like, oh, this is a new feeling. Okay, let's go into that a little bit. Let me feel around in there. And your body will just signal to you when it's time. Like there is a reason, and this happens for a lot of women. And another coach of mine, this same thing happened to her. She wasn't revealed certain things that had happened to, in her past until her early 30s. And that same thing happened to me. It wasn't until I was like 34 years old that my body decided to show me some situations that happened in my early childhood. And it wasn't until I was able to create enough safety in my internal body for those things to then be revealed, which of course dictates how you, you know, move through life as well.
Can a situation just even be a certain conversation?
Yeah.
That you remember?
Oh, right. Yeah. Yeah. Anything can hit. And it's the more awareness you have just around your own body.
People are so laser focused that it has to be some of this big thing that happened to you.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Everyone has trauma, right? And we'll just put that. Everyone has some sort of trauma.
Explain what trauma really means.
It's too much, too fast, too soon. That's all that it is. So anything can be put under the umbrella of trauma. So many people think it's, you know, the big things that happen. And of course it is, right? We have deaths. We have violence. We have all of these things. And absolutely, yes. But there are other situations in our lives that our body will just resonate and, you know, clock in as like, oh, this thing happened. This was too much, too fast, too soon without an empathetic witness there to hold and support you. And then we didn't have the skills most likely as children to cope with that situation. So then we just compartmentalize and shove things away and we do what we know will work of like, oh, well, I can seek approval this way. So maybe I'll be the loudest one in class and I'll just deflect from what I'm actually going through. I'll get attention this way. And then we do that until it doesn't work anymore or until we get so uncomfortable doing that pattern that you're like, ooh, I can't keep going like this. Something's got to change. And that's when things start to bubble up inside and things get revealed and we start peeling back the layers.
If you really think about it, what causes someone to want to change? It is a certain feeling, whether it is dissatisfaction, where they're dissatisfied with their life, or whether it is, I want to be happy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it can come in all shapes and forms.
That we went from like sweeping under the rug to feeling too much.
Yeah.
And back to the middle of, we're not going to suppress, we're going to feel, but we're not going to go to like that other end of the spectrum.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's why having the tools are so important. Like I'm the biggest advocate of any kind of therapy, somatic coaching, retreats, masterminds, EMDR, like any kind of tools that you can lean on to have support, like that's going to be your best friend. Is just when you're navigating different seasons, finding things that align with you that feel good. Well, some of them don't always feel good. Some of them can be a little painful, right? They can hurt a little bit, but that's all part of the process, right? That's growth and expansion and change.
Yes, absolutely. And really the support is important because you need the right support because you can go back into blaming the people in your life, but there comes a point where one, the people in our life did the best they could at the time with the times that they were at the time. And two, eventually you have to take 100% responsibility of your life, of your choices, of your conversations, of what is versus always going back and blaming mom or blaming.
Whew. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Okay, it's easy, right? It's easy to blame other people for our shit. It's your problem. Right? Like, oh, yeah. There couldn't be a truer statement. Like the radical responsibility piece. Oh man, like even both Jeremy and I have both gone through this in different stages of our life. Like it's so much easier to blame other people for all of your shit.
If you break it down and someone goes, okay, I want to take responsibility.
Mm-hmm. It depends, right? Because there's so much to unpack there. And that can come into an individualized basis, right? Depending on what they're moving through and what season of life that they're in. And that's why having that support, that mentorship, that empathetic witness who has either gone through a similar situation or has the tools to help you get through it. It really just depends on what it is that you're working through, and finding someone who is in alignment that can hold that for you can be so transformational. But that really is one of the first steps, no matter what the situation is, right? It's just like, I'm ready to change. Like, I'm ready. And one facilitator we work with, he's like, are you really ready to, are you ready to change? Because when I work with him, shit moves fast, like so fast. It's not even like fathomable, like energy starts to move so, so quickly. And we got to come back to ourselves and just be like, yes, I said I was ready for this change, and things will start moving quickly. Once you open that up and declare it out there and start like really looking at your own stuff, things will start to move. And it moves quickly if you are in that space and ready for it.
Yes. So if mm-hmm. we get into the tangible, it would be, I'm ready for a change. I take responsibility of my life.
Yeah.
We go into acceptance. And now what?
Again, very individualized.
Yeah. Right? Everything is very individualized. I'm just...
Yes.
The reason for this questioning is because someone... Well, actually, I got a comment like, oh, I love listening to everything, but it just feels like so much work.
Yeah, it is.
Like what I created in my life. Like, I'll be a little dissatisfied.
Yeah.
I'm going to settle because uncovering those layers, whether it's to your authentic self or to creating, it just feels so hard that I'm just going to stay here.
Yeah. Then you're not ready.
Okay.
Like you're just not ready. Right. And that's okay too. That's okay. As long as you're okay with you, you go to bed at night, like being okay with you, that's all that you could really ask for, right? Like you want to love and accept yourself. But if you're finding like that disconnection there, it's going to keep resurfacing. That like, it's going to keep coming up. All of the resistance, all of the energetic blockages. And then we find ourselves blaming other people, just like you were saying, or, well, it's the economy, or it's this thing over here, and it's this person over here. It's like, then you may not be ready to take that radical responsibility, even if you say you are consciously, conscious thought, I'm ready to take radical responsibility. Shit, that means I'm actually going to have to change. Not ready for it. And that's okay too. As long as you're okay with whatever, indecision is a decision, right? If you are just kind of limboing it through life, that's still a decision because you're just deciding to stay where you are. And if you're okay with that, it's all the power to you, man. Like keep moving through life. But if somebody, you know, has that outlook of like, well, that just sounds really hard and that sounds like it's a lot. Well, it is a journey. You know, it is. There's going to be some things that don't feel really good. And there are other things that you can do that maybe you're just not really ready for. Like if you're not ready for that whole deep internal uprooting of everything, like join a program, listen to the podcast, read a book, like find those hits of inspiration and motivation that come to you that feel in alignment in this season of life. Like go journal. I love all of those things. I do all of them.
Yes. And what is on the other side of doing this work?
Oof, a whole new version of you is on the other side. Like not in a scary way, can be a little scary, but it's just a different version of you. And on the other side of the unknown can be scary because we've never been there. Of course, it's scary on the unknown. We don't know what's on the other side. But on the other side, if you're willing to go all in on you, there's a whole different version of you out there that you haven't even met yet. That is like doing all of these crazy things, existing in this way that you've just been like craving to exist in.
Yes. Like for me, I became patient.
Yeah.
At peace. I'm able to be alone. I don't outsource my decisions. Well, I caught myself outsourcing my decisions recently, which is why we started this whole conversation.
Uh-huh.
But I quickly was able to pull back from that.
Yeah.
So I think that if I was to explain, because really, there's not really a tangible thing, right? And everybody wants that tangibility. Like, if I do this, I will get this.
Yep.
Right?
Yep.
If I follow this, I will do this. And if I were to explain what's on the other side, I would say it's inner feelings that you're good. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm good. And yeah. It doesn't mean everything outside of you is good, because life be lifing. You know, we still have all the things to do, but you move through it in different ways.
Yeah. Your energy and frequency is just different.
So I live in a summer town and the lines are like super long and we're not used to it. And really people wait online and they're huffing and puffing and oh my God, and oh my God, and oh my God. And I'm just like, okay, cool. And in those moments, I'm like, I'd rather be patient. And now no judgment, of course, I'm never judging. But you know what? You're in a state of anxiety just because you're online. Like your body yes. will end up, you can only live in that state for so long until yeah. other, you know, signals come up, whether it's lower back yes. pain, whether yes. it's getting sick. Like mm-hmm. you cannot live in that space for so long.
Yeah. It's just a space of dysregulation, right? Like, and for a lot of people, that becomes the normal is just living dysregulated, right? Because we don't know what it feels like to be somewhat regulated. Like I've been there a majority of my life, just living in dysregulation. And, you know, you can stand in the line and be unhappy and worried and be full of rage. Or like you're saying, like, you're going to be here anyway. Why not choose how you want to show up in the state of being? Your energy then is going to be infectious to the people around you. And it's like, wow, I could have that effect not only on myself, but like people around me. Why not choose that? That sounds way better. Like, that sounds like a lot more fun to just be like radiating a different frequency energetically, internally and then externally. Like, that's all part of the work.
And I think it goes back to also like, it's all happening for me. Mm-hmm. And I mentioned this recently where that became also, oh no, 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 that's toxic positivity. No, it's not. If you tell me that you're going through something and then I tell you, it's all happening for you. That's not what you want to hear. You know, that is really another skill where now the person on the other end, one, needs to be an active listener mm-hmm. and two, needs to understand how to validate without interjecting. It's a whole nother podcast, but yes. without interjecting being a fixer or saying mm-hmm. like one of the worst things you could say is everyone's going through it. No, yeah. when someone's coming to you and being vulnerable. So in that circumstance, you just really want to validate and not say it's all happening for you.
Yeah.
But when it comes to you and the conversation you're having with yourself, you can say, what relationship do I want to have with this thing? Because mm-hmm. everything is the relationship, whether we're planning, whether we're making a decision, whether we're having everything, we're having a relationship with it. Mm-hmm. And in that moment of hard, I like to be like, it's all, I don't know what it is. And it doesn't mean that I don't go through the suck, but you know what? It's all happening for me, whether it's sitting mm-hmm. in traffic, waiting online,
yep.
being
yep.
rejected.
Yeah.
It's
all a part of the plan, right?
Happened. So I guess my whole purpose is to really open up these conversations where we do feel one, less alone, and two, the realness, like behind the scenes of just all of it.
Yeah. And that's so important, right? Because we're only shown, even if you follow people online, a couple seconds or minutes of people's day, you know, and there is so much going on behind it that we don't necessarily get to see. And that's why I love platforms like this so much, is because you really get to like peel back the curtain, per se, and kind of get a peek into what's going on in people's real lives. But having that open, vulnerable conversation can unlock so many things. Just hearing other people talking about experiences and shit that they went through. And it's like, when you know you're just not alone, especially as women, we all feel like, oh, it's just me going through this thing. And it's like, when you can hear it mirrored on the other side, you're like, oh, okay, it's not just me. Like, okay, we can do this. Like, there are things that like people are going through it and working through it and finding tools that really support them and finding the community that they're just like, oh, I can be held and supported and seen. Like, it just is so refreshing to know that we're all going through shit, you know? Yeah,
community is important. Okay. Like, to be able to share your story is so healing. I like extract yes. women stories out of them and they're so yes. uncomfortable, but then they come back to me a couple of weeks later and they're like, that felt so good. I started to share it more and I'm helping this person and that person.
Yeah. And yeah. that's so powerful.
Just be trusting yourself enough to mm-hmm. be seen, yep. to be heard and know that your story does have an effect on someone else.
It does. Truly, it does. Because most people can hear themselves or a version of themselves in something that you're sharing. And you're just like, oh, yes, like so refreshing to hear other people going through that. Community is such a huge, important aspect of my life and my work and what I do. And I'm just so thankful.
Yes, you have any community. You know. You have retreats coming up. You want to talk about that?
Yes, we're going to Nashville. It's so funny. I call it when I was talking to my retreat planner. I'm like, I'm kind of thinking like a healing and honky tonk vibe. Like, is that too weird to put out there? But because it's Nashville, you know, it's like you get like the country aspect, but also we do a lot of breath work and workshops and different practices and somatic things that we, you know, bring into the space. But we also do a lot of really fun things as far as going out on Broadway. And we have a guest speaker coming in. And it's just like, we get the blend of both. Like we do these high vibe dinners and girls nights, but then we also sit around in no makeup and pajamas and we have a pizza party, right? It's like the duality of both of our worlds coming together of like, you have this complete experience in 5 days together that you're immersed with, depending on the retreat, this one will be 6 or 7 women coming in where you're like, okay, we come in as potential strangers and you leave as true like soul sisters where we're able to have vulnerable conversations. You're able to get a peek into other people's lives and see what they're working through and offer support and receive support and just truly come in one version, shed what's not serving you, bring in and integrate what you're calling in and how you're being called forward. And then when you leave, you have full integration tools and support to be able to then start walking through life in that next version of yourself. It's really powerful. Yes,
it's a real immersive experience.
Yeah.
And I believe that right now we need more experiences like that, even just more experiences in general.
Yes.
That's where ideas come from. That's where connection comes from.
It's like a portal of just
like you're able to step out of your life for a little bit, not change anything about your life, but you transform in the middle of it.
It's so powerful. You're truly in like this like portal vortex where you come in this bubble and you're just like, oh, like you just leave in this different version of everything that you're calling it. It's truly one of the most powerful, incredible experiences that I've been able to, one, be a part of on other people's retreats, and then two, create for my own community. And I'm just as much a part of the retreat as any attendee coming. You know, I'm just facilitating it. But like, we feed off of each other in the best way. And you just get to leave in this most transformed way. It's just
feeling.
Unless you're there, it's hard to explain. If you know, you know.
Yeah.
Kind of energy.
What are you celebrating yourself for?
Ooh, celebrating myself for. I would say the first thing that comes to mind, because I'm just looking at my big board that I have right behind my laptop. I brought back a program that I launched, like I was talking about in the beginning. I just brought back Level Up VIP, which is it's a 6-week program. That is the most recent thing, but the most thing that I'm celebrating probably outside of the retreat coming is the event that I'm co-hosting with my dear friend, Jessica, in Michigan. So if you have any Michigan listeners, that's probably one of the coolest experiences that I'm bringing into reality in September is an event that I'm hosting in person with her here. So I'm very excited for that.
Amazing. Congratulations.
Thanks.
It looks exciting.
I know. I'm so excited for it.
And last question. For someone feeling stuck in the middle, what would you tell them to kickstart their momentum?
Ooh, to kickstart momentum.
One thing.
Oh, geez. There's like a plethora of things running through my head. One thing. Okay. Momentum, depending on what area of your life. Now, the biggest thing that helped me outside of accountability, that's the number one thing, truly, is to find somebody, even if it's a friend or a sister or somebody, to hold you accountable to the things that you say that you want to do, can truly keep that motivation running. Right? Like we've had a beautiful relationship in this, right? Where it's like, you have that support, you can just bounce stuff off of them and just be like, hey, this is what's coming up for me. Let's run with that. That would be one of the first things to really kickstart that momentum. The second thing would be, now this is kind of a loaded question, get in the practice of asking yourself what you need. Like just ask yourself what you need multiple times throughout the day and then listen. That's it. Just listen. Now, if you're like, well, I need $1 million. Okay, great. It's not what I need, right? Like ask yourself internally, I'm going at the pickup line at school. Or I got this thing going on over here. Oh my gosh, I feel so frazzled and everything's ever. Just give yourself a couple deep breaths and tune in. What do I need right now? And just listen. That's it. Just listen. Just listen. And I can't tell you what the answers are going to be, what you're going to receive from that. But that is up to you to discern if you're going to lean into that or not. Just ask yourself what you need. You'll find yourself getting more in tune with your intuition, getting a deeper relationship with your body, feeling you can trust yourself a little bit more. And that you're going to just be like, oh, wow. Okay. I'm coming back home to myself. And that's, I'll leave it at that.
Wow.
And it's one of my favorite practices.
Yes. It is. And it's, you could do it in the moment and it's really just.
It's free.
Think back to yourself.
Yep. Free. In the moment, free 99. Don't got to pay nothing. I do is ask yourself a question. It can be that simple.
It will be uncomfortable, but simple.
Yes. Simple. We love simple. We love a simple B.
Where can our listeners find you?
Yes. Mostly hang out on Instagram over just at Mallory Campbell. That's literally where I share everything. I have like a website under construction, but it's been like that for a hot minute. So just go over to Instagram and then the podcast as well, Permission to Activate,
I'll Apple link and everything. Spotify. I'll link Jessica, the retreat, the podcast.
Yes, a bunch of events, retreats. Oh my gosh, I have a couple spots left for Nashville. I'm hoping secretly you are one of the people, not secretly, because we love to travel together. We have so much fun. But yeah, you might get both of us in Nashville in November 12th through the 16th, 2024. Yeah.
And it's during the week, which is
during the week. Sure is. It's going to be so freaking powerful. Yes.
Oh, thank you so much for joining us.
Yes, we covered this is fabulous.
A lot. It was just such a expansive conversation.
So good. So much fun. Oh my gosh, I just love you so much.
Thank you.
Yes.